This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And the mayor of the city of Chicago has said something that caught the eyes and ears of my partner.
Yeah, Spiegs, Mayor Johnson's out on the Bears having a place in the city. Alice Yin wrote in the Tribune today.
But he's a big part of the thing.
That's why this is significant. The fact that he is giving this quote is significant.
He's jumped ship.
So Alice wrote, following the Tribune reporting last week that the team is pivoting its focus back to Arlington Heights and away from the city's lakefront, Johnson told reporters Tuesday that, quote, there's a long way to go still, but hinted that he won't be an active player in this next round of talks with the state lawmakers. Asked whether he plans to lobby Springfield's Chicago delegation against any legislation the Bears may seek for a new stadium development in the suburbs, the mayor said, quote, that's a decision they'll have to make. I've done everything that I could possibly do. I've done my part. You know, at this point, if the state of Illinois wants to keep the Bears in the city of Chicago, the ball is on their side of the field.
Oh,
close quote.
Man, he tried. He did what he could. He made his alliance with Kevin Warren
very public,
extremely public. They had a thing for each other briefly.
I think they probably still do, to tell you the truth.
I don't know, man. You think
Kevin Warren?
You think he goes around talking soul music with the mayor?
I don't know.
Because
I'm pretty sure that Mayor Johnson was at the Frankie Beverly and Mays concert last year.
Whatever. Who's the last person that we know for sure Kevin Warren talked soul music with? That we know as a fact, who are the last people that we know for sure he talked with in a lobby of this hotel, this building?
Chris Tannehill, myself, and you.
That's what I'm saying. So we have a more active relationship right now with Kevin Warren
but
than the mayor does.
We don't know that he didn't, as soon as we left for the parking garage, that he didn't meet up and have dinner with the mayor and talk about Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I don't know.
We don't know that.
Sounds like the mayor does not feel the love and the bonding.
I mean, I know that it's possible that after the interview that I'm no longer invited, but if the mayor wants to sit down with me and talk soul music, I would be happy to do that.
Yeah, no, you're not allowed because you grilled him and won a journalism award on the back of the mayor as he was sitting there sweating. You're counting your awards. That's what was happening there. You're not invited. I'm not invited. We're talking about just hanging out, right? We're not talking about the white party.
I actually really like Brandon Johnson, the guy. Like, so, you know, and there's a lot that we have in common. Like, and we talked about it when he was here. Like, I'm a big proponent of teachers, clearly.
I like the teachers.
And so is he, mm-hmm. clearly. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that we have in common. And it's funny because after the interview, do you know, I don't even know if I've said this out loud. After the interview ended, he wanted to get my thoughts on Caleb Williams because he is a super duper Bears meatball.
Kevin, you got to try to butter up the interviewer before the interview. That's when you want to do that.
Lawrence bashed him in the back of the head with his Lucigore award.
What are your thoughts on Caleb? Hey, come here. Come closer. Boom!
It's Take your that. Lissagore Award too, Tanny. Don't act like I'm out here on my own.
You used yours, though. You didn't use Tanny's.
I'm like Ben Johnson. I wasn't there. So.
But Declan Doyle was in the room. Who knows who was else in the room?
And maybe, Picasso.
So look, here's what I'll say.
What?
The mayor knows where he's been in the Score studio, so he knows where the building is. He should now try to put together a meetup with us after a show so we can talk to him about soul music.
Texter has the mayor sitting quietly in his office, listening to Earth, Wind, and Fire, and crying, singing to himself, "Now that the bears are gone."
Oh, that's pretty good.
How could you lead me
How
on?
How could you lead me on?
That's pretty good.
Just the tears pouring down the mayor's face. Oh, now that the bears are gone. Because they are.
All right, well, let me just let everyone know what's what's getting ready to happen on this front, okay? There's going to be a lot of posing. And the mayor's not going to have to do any of it. There's going to be a bunch of people that represent Chicago that are now going to come out of the woodwork and be like, the Bears can't leave, even though it's pretty clear the Bears are leaving.
Yeah, no, there's people grandstanding. I'm like, what are you doing? The time for grandstanding has long since passed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.